Former Fonterra Chief Executive Tao Spearings is under fire for receiving a $4.7 million payout when he left the dairy giant last year. The revelation follows the news the country's largest company is forecasting a loss of up to $675 million and won't be paying a dividend this financial year after a string of write-downs. Matthew Tunison reports.
Fonterra says Tao Spearings was given $4.7 million when he left the co-op last August. It says the payment covered the final part of a deferred bonus dating back to 2017 and Mr. Spearings' final remuneration for this year, including his base salary, superannuation and holiday pay. Mr. Spearings' annual salary was $2.5 million, but he earned over $8 million for each of the last 2 years with bonuses. No one from Fonterra would be interviewed about Mr. Spearings' salary, but the Regional Economic Development Minister Shane Jones described the amount as offensive, considering the role Mr. Spearings played in, quote, bringing our national cooperative to its knees.
The fact that the directors signed a contract enabling him to wander off with such a gross amount of money, which he never earned, and we in New Zealand are left with this fiscal carnage. It's just beyond belief.
Shane Jones says Fonterra's dysfunctional board seems incapable of reining in corporate excess.
I can tell you today that the Dutchman, the former CEO, is celebrating a famous Dutch saying. It's as if an angel is peeing on your tongue. Well, he's richly relieved himself upon the tongue of Fonterra and the rest of us in New Zealand. Not just farmers are left with the cost.
Sam Stubbs from the funds manager Simplicity says in slightly less colourful language that Tao Spearings should give the money back.
It would be the honourable thing to do. Of course, there's a contractual obligation, which means he probably doesn't have to. And given that he's no longer working actively in New Zealand, I don't expect him to, but it would be very nice if he did, given that the decisions he was involved with clearly have effectively destroyed so much value over a long period of time.
Mr. Stubbs says the case highlights a fundamental problem with executive compensation.
There is something wrong with an organisation that pays its chief executive $38 million at a time when so much farmer value and shareholder value has been lost.
On Monday, Fonterra said it expected to write down the value of four significant overseas ventures in South America, China and Australia by more than $600 million. That came after it posted its first loss in its 17-year history last year of nearly $200 million, which prompted a review of the group's operations. Agricultural economist Peter Fraser says while Tao Spearings certainly made some big mistakes, Fonterra's problems can't only be put down to him.
They seem to blame everything that's gone wrong, either directly or indirectly, on Tao Spearings. Look, Tao's made some whoppers, but he's not entirely to blame. Writing off $70 million for the Australian business, Fonterra's Australian business has been a dog for years. Farmers have complained about it for years because it doesn't make cost of capital. The fact that they've got droughts over there and the fact they've had to close down plant, that's not Tao's fault.
His fault or not, Fonterra says the incentive scheme which gave Tao Spearings his bonuses has been discontinued. In Auckland for Checkpoint, call Matthew Tunison 10A.